Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, the number two podcast in all of northern, southern Rhode Island.
yeah, we're moving up.
Yeah, we are. Where were we last time? I think we're like Venezuelan.
Oh, yeah, it was Zimbabwe or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually in the U.S. now, but we're only number two in northern, southern Rhode Island, unfortunately. Mm. Yeah, anyways, we have Kugo here because Matt is not available, so we have Mr. Kugo filling in for us.
I'm coming off the bench, coach.
He is coming off the bench.
Sub me in.
Finally, after many
hey, thanks for having me attempts. On. Appreciate it.
Kugo also has his own podcast that he started a couple days ago. What's that called again?
Pumpcast. It's me and Wellen, and it's about working out. We basically just talk about how much we like looking at naked dudes.
I should come on your podcast. Let me come on that podcast, bro.
I'm doing you know, fit right
that means two things.
I'll golf clap for that.
Good one. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
We're going to talk about some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some stuff, and we're going to talk about some things, and also some just randomness. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to check out Kugo's podcast, I will put the link in the top of the description. And,
And his channel.
And his channel. And his social security
and my
number.
Other channels.
And his three numbers on the back of his debit card.
His MySpace. Social.
And his AOL hotline. Did you guys ever used to use AOL back in the day?
I AIM, still have an AOL email.
Oh, my God.
That I use.
You, like, actively use it?
Yeah. I used to have an AOL email that was called Mario Lover, and it was with AOL Kids.
And oh, my God.
I literally, like, I would still use it to this day, but I tried to log in one time, and it was like, you're too old. Goodbye.
You're really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I can try and log into it right now, and it'll just be like, you're too old. Sorry.
I was waiting for you to say that that's like your business email now or something.
Well, it was. It was for a little while.
Mario Lover at AOL Kids.
Yeah. I think that was my YouTube login, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to get locked out of my stuff.
That's great.
I only ever used...
Yeah, I get free internet off that disc still.
What?
You remember the disc? The free internet? Free 15 days internet?
What, the floppy disc?
Yeah. Still use it.
Yeah, what
still
is it, works. 52 kilobytes per second?
I'm talking to you right now. I don't know, man. I don't remember.
Free internet.
Do people watching us know what a floppy disk is?
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Somebody
put that in the comments. Do you know what a floppy disk is? It sounds dirty if you have no idea what that means. Wrong answers only. All right. I think a good topic to start off with is... what were some of your biggest insecurities growing up? Like either in elementary school,
it's getting deep, like immediately.
High school.
Yeah. Bringing us about to get real trauma. Depressed. Oh.
Well, I was just thinking the other day because I was just laying in bed and I just remember being in high school and just like just
getting bullied.
It was weird because like I remember starting high school and I would get bullied for my weight, and then eventually it kind of like I kind of learned to like laugh at myself and make jokes at my own expense, and I know that's kind of like a defense mechanism for depression, but anyways, anyways, on to
the next. What an uplifting podcast!
Yeah, we brought Kugo on here to cry. It's a therapy session.
But yeah,
yeah, we actually all just really need help.
I got you. I've been through some shit too, so I can you can bounce some stuff off of me. It's fine.
But yeah, after a while, I just like kind of just became like class clown. People started liking me, and then I kind of just like got over my insecurities. But
about it,
all right, dude.
That never happened.
You guys are horrible. Just your doubt is the first thing out of
I didn't
your
know
mind.
We lied on this podcast. I love you, Aaron.
All right, let me guess. Dude's insecurity being just wildly short, right? Am I right about that one?
Okay. God. As a 5'2" man, no, I'm for the record. Contrary to what McNasty would have you believe, I'm actually an average height for a male. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but people still comment that I'm 4'11". No, my biggest insecurity probably was the fact that I'm white as hell, like whiter than paper. when I was a kid and people used to call me like transparent see-through and like Casper the Ghost and whatever. Because I am physically unable to tan. Like if I went outside, I would just become red. I would just burn. So there's no tanning. That doesn't happen. So people are like, go outside. It's like, okay, well then I'll be like the color of my guitar. Like that's the only color change I can do. So, but I mean, I don't give a shit now. But like back in the day, yeah, people used to pick on me about that.
Yeah, kids can be pretty cruel.
Yeah.
How tall are you, dude?
I'm like 5'9".
Okay, we're like the same height.
Perfect. So you're also 5'2", basically, then.
Yeah.
You might as well be.
Basically, yeah.
Everybody's 5'2".
The thing that makes it worse for me, too, is people see that I have, like, some muscles on me, and they just assume I'm, like, 6'2", automatically, just because
I'm a bigger dude. That short in your pictures.
Like, no. And I acknowledge, like, I... Like, at 5'9", dude, like, I hate to say it, but, like, we're kind of the tallest short people.
We're on the tall end of the short spectrum.
But here's
You're like a tall girl, pretty much.
We're kind of like... we're kind of like smurfing by being, like, at the 5'9 level. Because we're still... Like, people still think, oh, you know, you're not tall, right? They don't say, like, hey, you're short. They'll just say, like, oh, you're not as tall as I thought you were would be or whatever. But that's fine. Because we're the tallest short people.
You know what?
Silver linings.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with this.
Sounds like a TLC show where it's just like 4'7" midgets. They're just like really tall.
Is this the Goons or is this like Dr. Phil?
I like where this is going, though. This is great. And you know what I was going to mention, too, McNasty, is what you said about your childhood. I kind of see that in you now. Like where some of your confidence comes from, where some of your comedy and your how comfortable you are, like in your videos and doing, you know, putting yourself out there, like that definitely shit in your childhood contributes to that.
Oh yeah, sure. No, like if I never got over that, like, and I just kind of stayed like a shy kid throughout high school, I would have never like found my funny side.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I definitely know what you mean by that.
I think mine would have to be whenever I was younger. I always had like bigger ears, like I had. Like teenager ears whenever I was like it small in like elementary school. Hmm. So it like took me a while to grow into them.
The kids going like Dumbo and stuff.
Oh yeah. All that kind of shit. And actually this one dude who was like picking on me real bad. I like finally stood up to him and I was like, hey, how about you like shut the fuck up before I whoop your ass. And now he's like my best friend in the entire world. So.
Not really. Is it that one dude with the really long hair like you?
Yeah, he would always like give me shit and stuff like that, like whenever we play sports together, and then I just stood up to him and now he's my best friend. So
it's kind of weird how sometimes that happens. Like I've developed relationships or friendships with people that like started off from like a fight or like an argument.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So just
and that's some of the best friendships too, is like whenever it starts off kind of like, I fucking hate this dude.
Yeah. I think it's maybe like
that's how this podcast came together.
when you have somebody, it seems like when you have somebody that you don't like, it's almost like you have like this internal desire to want them to like you or something, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know, if it's just somebody regularly you don't really talk to, it's like there's nothing interesting about that person. So you're just like, you know, screw them.
Yeah. It's like something broken that you want to fix.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I feel like as a kid too, you're not really used to like having people not like you. You know what I mean? Because you gotta be okay with it. Yeah, you never come across that as a kid, and then you just want them to like you. So, yes, it worked out for me. You became my best friend. So,
not bad. Sure enough. Not bad. Good. Depressing turn.
Yes. There. Is anybody very still depressing. Watching this?
Comment your biggest insecurity so we can fucking pick on you.
You just look down in the comment section and we're just like replying to a bunch of people like, yeah, you are pretty ugly. Not gonna lie. I can tell by your little tiny profile picture that you're not very hot. All right. Anyways. I think another good topic to talk about that's not super fucking depressing. If you could travel to the past at any point in time, when would it be and why?
Hmm. Oh.
So if you pretty much just had like the Back to the Future car. But you can only go back to the past.
Yeah. Or forward to the past.
I always thought
I don't know if I would.
Like if you could just go back and either like change just one thing you did in your life that you know was just fucking stupid.
Just a visit, or
like you could go back in time and be yourself in that time.
The past is pretty shit. The past is pretty shit. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. Yeah, but like you have the Back to the Future car, so you can always go back to the future. You know, it's like you go back at one point, just stay there forever.
All right, if it's to visit, probably like the 80s. You know, they're like the height of like just bands and music.
That's
and
what I was gonna say.
Partying, yes. And like just to experience what it's like, because your parents are never gonna tell you about that shit, right?
Yeah. From what I know, it's just like a lot of cocaine and like hairspray.
Sign me up.
I would go back to like the 70s and start a fucking metal band. That's what I would do.
To like birth metal.
To any point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like be a part of the like new wave of music coming to America.
Yeah. Like when Iron Maiden was like just starting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like they were Black Sabbath and all them were just starting to blow up in America. Yeah, that would be cool.
You know what's wild to think about is Iron Maiden is like easily one of the biggest metal bands ever, but they like never got any radio play time back in the day.
Really?
You guys know that?
In the 80s?
Like all their main songs never got on the radio, but they were just fucking massive from like word of mouth.
Interesting.
That's how a lot of those bands were back in the day, though. Like MTV and stuff like that wasn't really showing metal until like late 80s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, true.
Or they showed it very little.
I just think like there was something about Iron Maiden's like style that radios... Oh, it was the length of songs. Because I know like when like they first started coming out, radios didn't like to play songs that were like a certain length. And all of Iron Maiden's songs were like 8 minutes long.
Oh, true.
And about Satan.
Yeah. That's it. 666! The number of the church! Anyways.
There's the clip.
Yeah, there's a clip. Clip. Clip it. Clip it now. So we just kind of all came to the agreement that we're going to go back to the 80s.
I think we should all go back in time and make a band ourselves we're all metalheads and musicians.
That would be dope. Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of want to go...
Singer.
Me?
100%.
Yep. Oh, 100%.
Soup, do you play something?
Yeah. I'm leaving tonight to go and record my first album. Next week.
What do you play?
I play guitar.
So we're all guitarists.
Yeah. Yeah. I play guitar and I sing in my band.
That's a great band. Four guitar players. And we'll bring like a backing track to play behind.
We even get a drummer.
Fine, I'll play bass. I feel like that's how every band probably starts. Is like you have everyone plays guitar, and then one of them's just like
somebody's like fine.
They all vote on like who's the worst guitarist, and they have to play bass. That's really really depressing to think about. Man, this is a depressing episode.
This is really sad.
If I were to go back in time, though, I would want to go back in time and invent something groundbreaking, like that has already been invented.
Like you gravity. Just want to steal somebody's idea?
Yeah, like gravity. I'm going to go back and invent gravity.
I want to go back and invent God.
No, like something like Google.
What a flex.
Or like Microsoft or Apple or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go back and just throw all your money into Bitcoin.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. Yeah. Yeah, you can make like tons. Like even if you went back and invested in Apple instead of like invented Apple, you'd still be like a multi-billionaire. Like you put like just a ton of money in Apple stocks.
Have you ever watched the movie about the guys who like invented McDonald's?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that thing.
Like it was these two brothers. They made this restaurant and it was really like popular, you know, blowing up. And this other guy wanted to get in on it. And he basically like stole the company from the two brothers. And he promised them like a 1% stock just by like a handshake in the company, but he never gave it to them. And like they said that 1% would have been worth like in McDonald's, like nowadays it'd be worth like fucking hundreds of millions of dollars, like just 1% of their share.
Jesus.
Oof. Yeah.
Is it a documentary?
It's like a what do you call it? Like a dramatization, I guess.
I see.
Yeah, like they have actors play the parts. It's called The Founder. I watched it not too long ago. It's pretty interesting.
Kind of like how the Apple movie was. With
in the Facebook movie or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's how Taco Bell started too. I think it was a guy that worked at a restaurant and then stole an idea from another restaurant and then left, quit, and made his own like stand.
I'm gonna put bean and sauce in tortilla and sell it. That's not very innovative.
Instead of selling burgers, I'm gonna sell tacos. Yeah, that'll show them.
They just like he had to have been thinking like, I'm gonna make the most basic ingredient food and sell it for super cheap.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell diuretics as fast food.
I've always wondered, like, that would be another thing I want to go back in time to, is to taste fast food, like major fast food places when they first came out. Because I know
they had to get healthy and stuff.
I know for a fact that a Big Mac did not taste the same when it first came out than it tastes now.
Dude, no way.
I mean, I remember the changes happening. Like, I remember. Yeah, dude, I remember this shit. Like, I remember when there was this, like, actual good amounts of food on the dollar menu.
Oh, like, I remember live that off too. That
stuff, like, in high school and college. And then I remember very clearly when Burger King was like, all of our French fries are different now because of oil or something. And then they just got super, like, clean and dry tasting, like, out of nowhere. Like, soup, like, they baked them instead. Well, I don't know if you remember that change. It was probably, like, in the 2000s, mid-2000s.
I remember McDonald's doing that. They had
I heard from my parents, because, like, my parents used to tell me back in the day, they'd be like, man, back in the day, these damn McDonald's french fries were really good, and now they taste like shit. So,
I love McDonald's french fries now.
I mean, they're still good. Apparently, back in the day, they were just like next level.
It was like crack. Yeah.
But you know, I heard it was because
they got sued, though. I think like McDonald's got sued because a worker, like, I don't know what happened. Like, I think like a worker
unhealthy
poured had heart disease. That could be it.
Just all of America got fat.
All of America started dying.
Yeah, because you know what's worse is if I had when you eat McDonald's from like I lived in England, and the McDonald's there tastes completely different too, because their country has all these different laws against what chemicals and things you can use in
food.
Holy shit. So it's like even more less flavorful, in my opinion,
it is
in England than it is in America. America still tastes pretty dirty compared to other countries.
Dude, when I went to Australia, I had a layover in New Zealand, and I was in like the Auckland International Airport, and like the closest thing to my gate that I knew like what restaurant it was a Burger King. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll try Burger King here and see like if it's really different here. And I got like, dude, the menu was totally different too. Like their burgers, they call like mayonnaise burger. I'm like, what am I looking at? I was like a deep fried meme menu, like mayonnaise burger. So I got
a burger.
Yeah. So I got a double cheeseburger, and it was fucking gross, dude. It was terrible.
Really?
Worst shit ever.
Gross like how? Like just not flavorful or different flavor or what?
Like it just tasted it was nasty. Like the lettuce looked brown, and like the patty was like so gray looking. It was gross, dude. And I was
your
really
food
hungry
expired
too.
Like a week ago.
Because you know how long that flight, thing. You know how long that flight is from like Los Angeles to New Zealand. So I was like starving, like to the point where anything would taste good, and that was terrible.
Oof.
Yeah. Really bad. Don't recommend Burger King in other countries at all.
Have you ever seen like other fast food places in like China and stuff?
Yep.
They have like octopus burgers and stuff over there.
Oh my god.
There's so much regional stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, McDonald's and stuff's pretty wild. I know they have, like, Subways and stuff over there, too. But I think that Subway... I don't think they have, like, regional Subway stuff. They might. I'm not sure. I don't know if they have, like, sushi's footlongs in China. Isn't sushi... Wait, sushi is a Japanese thing, isn't it? I don't really think they have sushi in China.
I'm sure they do somewhere.
I have no idea.
Sushi in
China.
I
don't think they're banning sushi, but yeah, originally Japanese. Good job.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah, it's
my
not
geology.
Traditionally Chinese, but they do eat it there.
I'm not real big on sushi. I feel like I peg you as a sushi guy, Kugo. Do you love sushi?
Yeah, I love sushi. Sushi's great.
I'm not real big on it. Like even just like
you gotta find the one that you like first. It's like a gateway thing. it's gross until you have one that you're like, oh, it's kind of interesting. And then you start experimenting a little bit.
Well, I mean, I've had like the most sushiest sushi I've had is spicy tuna and yellowtail. But it was like, it was on a roll. It wasn't sashimi. It wasn't just by itself.
You know what you need? This is your transitioning sushi experience.
Octopus burger from McDonald's.
Salmon, nigiri, but from like a really nice, high quality place.
I've heard that salmon's
good. Pop that sucker in your mouth and it'll change you. Huh. Or like fatty tuna on rice will change you, man. And from a good quality place, you will have never experienced such a mouth feel in your life, brother.
All right. That sounds a little weird out of context, but all right. Believe you.
Just let it happen.
I feel like, well, the one time I had sushi, it was in Vegas and I was drunk. So when I was drunk and I ate it, it was like, whatever.
So you remember it.
I remember eating it and it didn't make me want to throw up. So I was like, okay, this is like, whatever. But I've never eaten sushi sober. So I don't really know if I would like it too much.
Sushi is a very like sober food to eat.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the last thing.
Senses about you to enjoy it.
I feel like the last thing that you should get while you're drunk to eat is sushi. That's just like, sounds terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just drunk the whole time. I was in Vegas, so whatever I ate was just whatever I ate.
Did you enjoy it? Did you just go to gamble and have fun or what?
Well,
considered it.
I went to Vegas because my mom and my stepdad got married there. And that's when I went. But I was only 19, so I couldn't like go into bars and stuff. So I was just drinking like... Mm-hmm. Knock off Four Locos. I went with my aunt and her friend to a sushi restaurant. I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, they got a couple rolls and I ate some and I was like, yeah, it's whatever.
Vegas is a lot of fun, Kuga. You will definitely enjoy that.
Yeah.
Drinking on the street there. Is legal.
Yeah. You could move there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can walk around drinking there for alcohol. Sure.
It's also way hotter too. How
do you handle heat? Prostitution's legal.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Dude, the one time I was in Vegas, it rained.
Really? And same.
That was the weirdest thing because it's like 110 degrees, but it's not like a humidity hot like I'm used to. It's just like a dry hot.
It just is.
Yeah, and your body temperature is so high, and it started raining. Like it was like sizzling on my skin, like. And I looked at my friend. I'm like, dude, is this acid rain? I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? Because it's like burning me because it's so cold compared to my body. Weird.
It's a good song. You guys know that song?
Acid Rain?
Acid Rain?
Mm-mm.
Liquid Tension Experiment? Come on. Four guitar players.
Acid Rain.
Acid Rain. No.
It's got John Petrucci in it. Petrucci. I can't say his last name. I have autism.
I think it's Petrucci.
It sounds cool, though. I listened to the first 2 seconds.
It's like an instrumental project. And played on a 7-string.
Oh, Mike Portnoy.
Oh, Mr. 7-string guy over here.
Yeah.
When you play a 7-string, it doesn't like hurt your hand after a while?
No.
Huh. Well, whenever I play my Universe, if I play it for more than like an hour, it starts to hurt my hand.
Hurt like how? Like cramp up or what?
Yeah, like we're between where my index finger starts and my thumb starts, like that area starts to cramp. It's just because I'm
hand
like
or right hand.
My left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, just because the neck's like just thicker. I'm trying to play eight strings like impossible. Eight strings are super uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've never played an eight awkward. String.
With an eight string though, really the only thing you would do on an eight string is just kind of like play the lower notes.
Play the first string.
And but at that point, it's like why just get a baritone. Like, why even have more strings to play less strings, you know?
That's deep, bro.
200 IQ.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart. Geology and geography are my favorite things to know about. Math. And English literature. I'm just naming, like, classes in high school. Sounds smart. Like, yeah, auto class. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I had A's in recess.
God, I miss recess so much being a kid.
I tell this story all the time, man. My high school was such a joke. My senior year, I had English for an hour and then volleyball. And that was my whole senior year.
What the hell?
Really?
Yeah. Public school, baby.
It was a class of volleyball?
I literally had equal parts volleyball to English ratio my last year of high school.
So if you're going to school for like 8 hours a day, you learn how to like read for an hour and then you hit a ball around for 7 hours?
No. I went for 3 hours.
Well, usually as a senior, you would have most of your stuff done if you were a good student, like me and Kuga. So you would have like an easy senior year.
And if you wanted to go crazy to get ready for college, you could keep taking more classes and get more prepped and get like credits going into college. But I didn't care about any of that. I just wanted to play volleyball, get my English requirement out of the way. And
dude, volleyball is a dope sport. I wish my school would have had men's volleyball because I would have played that. I don't care if you call me gay. Like, that shit was fun. No, I enjoyed it.
It was fun, man. Dude, you slam kids, man, because they let you just go, right? Because it's a game.
Yeah,
like, you can just slam the ball into other kids.
Whenever I was like a sophomore, they had the like all the seniors like play against us or something, and I spiked a senior in the face, and I was like the coolest kid that day.
Yes, so, I can like see it happening. I love it.
I was pretty proud of that.
Did you guys ever play badminton in PE?
No,
badminton.
I think I did in middle school.
Badminton. I remember.
Yeah, younger.
I remember playing badminton in PE. They had like a the way they had it in the in the gym. It was like they had like 9 court things set up where it was just like a net, and like if you won the game, you would go up and up and up, and then like the last area would be whoever's like winning the most, and I would always be in that last area. Like, I remember I was just, for some reason, I was just wildly good at badminton, but everything else I was super terrible at. Like, running the mile and doing everything. I was just like, fuck this.
McNasty badminton savant. what a title.
The thing I would do, though, like,
just be your Twitter bio right
now. Let's put that on Tinder. Badminton like, I fucking savant. Slayed kids in badminton in high school. But the thing that I would do in badminton is I would usually play the front. So I would run up like I was going to hit it super hard and just kind of like tap it over the fence. Just like I would just ruin kids doing that. Yeah.
Were you always tall too?
Yeah. I think in high school I was like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, that's a pretty good badminton height if you ask
me. Why didn't you play basketball, bro?
I tried playing a little bit of basketball and then I fucked up my ankle real bad. And then I was like,
tell you what, man, tall people are not always good at basketball.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We had one in our high school. He was actually a transfer student. Our high school got so excited.
He was a transvestite.
Yeah. He was actually a transvestite.
We all got so excited.
But
he was like 6'5", but he was so awkward that he couldn't like catch the ball all the time. Mm. You throw him the ball, he'd like fumble it. All the time.
Just
and he couldn't jump for whatever reason. He was just a stick. Mm-hmm. So people would like jump up and block him, even though he was like 6'5". It was crazy.
Well, to be fair, in high school, if you're like growing really quick and getting tall, you are pretty clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I was getting taller in high school.
I can't relate to this.
Would know.
like for a month, I remember myself. I'm like, why am I walking like a retard right now? It's like, what is wrong with my legs? Just getting taller. It's just part of it.
Are you tall too, Soup?
I'm 6'3" now.
Okay,
6'2",
yeah.
6'3", so I'm kind of tall.
Yeah.
Now,
so me and Dude never had those feelings. We just, I don't know, were you like me, Dude, where like you got, I was like 5'9" early and I was feeling good. I was dude, I'm like, I'm alpha male around here. And then freshman year of high school, we have summer. And then I show up for like whatever soccer, you know, early soccer practice for that year. And I'm
you're a midget
at Giants. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
just looking up at all these kids that I hadn't seen in like, I don't know, maybe like 2 months.
Yep.
And they're just giants around me. And I just never grew anymore after like 14 or 15.
Right. I was thinking, yeah, I'll catch up to them. Never happened.
Yep.
It's kind of weird.
Late bloomer.
I was 6'5" up until like 23. Like there was like a year, I just grew like 2 more inches. Like sometimes that just happens. Like every once in a while, you'll just have a little bit of a growth spurt for whatever reason.
Well, your frame grows till you're like 25.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It was,
I'm still waiting for mine. I think I have a chance.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're just a late bloomer. You're going to be like 65 and you're just going to shoot up to 6'7". Yeah.
Holy shit.
I feel like it would be terrible you're back at that age.
It would. It already is. It'll never happen because I lift so many weights too that my spine's probably all messed up.
Did you start lifting early? Like early in life?
No. No, I probably started working out when I was like 21 or 22.
Okay.
After my younger brother came back from the army and he was yoked out of his mind, and it made me really upset being the older brother. And then I just kind of like got in and out of it over the next 10 years. And I don't know, I get big, I get small, I get big again. But once you learn how to do it one time, it's easy to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to go from like not being buff to being buff again? Like a month?
Like if you already have experience under your belt?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot faster.
Yeah, I would say that you could go from looking like you don't work out to looking really good in like a month, month and a half.
Yeah, muscle memory's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now, effectively, because I lost 15 pounds the first 2 months of the quarantine because I couldn't go to the gym anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I just shrunk way down, and I've been going for the last like three, four weeks, and yeah, my strength is doubled again. Like I'm PRing every week on all my lifts.
Nice.
So it just comes back.
Does it feel different, like going from being 15 pounds lighter to gaining 15 pounds? And like, do you go to like lift a jar of pickles and it's like somehow easier?
Like, just crushes it in his hand.
No, everything's the same, except you just feel like garbage.
So can like, you carry all the groceries? You look
like garbage. And yeah, you could like 10 finger grocery bags. Oh, easy.
That's epic.
Like you might even double up. Maybe not to the pinky, but you could get a lot, man. It's basically just the heavy weights that change. You just go from being like, oh man, this is so heavy with it being not a lot of weight. And then maybe like a month later, you don't even feel the same weight.
So you go to like lift your couch to get your remote and it's just like super easy to lift your couch.
Hell yeah, dude. Sometimes you just lift it for fun.
I've never been buff in my life, so these are the questions I got to ask.
You ever just get bored and say, I feel like being fat today? Because that's just me every day. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I have those thoughts, but I don't know. Once you get into that mindset, it's hard to break it. Like now, at this point in my workout program that I'm doing right now, if I don't work out, like, rest days are hard for me to do mentally. Yep. Once you get into a rhythm, you start to feel bad if you don't work out.
Mm.
It's you're like a dog that needs exercise, man. Yep. Like you start getting anxious and once, use the energy.
Once I started working out a lot, like mostly cardio and stuff, you know how people say like a body in motion tends to stay in motion, body rest tends to stay in rest? Like that's the truest thing like anyone has ever said. Like I can't sit for more than an hour at a time. I'm like, I gotta move, man.
I'm a bad pacer. Like I fucking pace like a son of a bitch. I don't know what it is, but like I just walk around all the fucking time.
That's really good, actually.
You and my cousin are the exact same person. If you do that, he literally does it all the time. He'll just like, I'll be sitting on the couch and we'll be having a long conversation. He'll just pace all around the living room, like in the kitchen and shit.
That's what I do.
Really?
Like I can't sit down and talk to somebody. It feels like doing this podcast feels weird almost that I'm not walking around while talking. Because I'm not like.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's
weird. Is it the intimacy of it?
Are you jerking off while you're pacing?
Like anxious?
I don't know what it is. I feel like I flow better with conversations if I'm walking and talking.
That's so weird. Like what part of your brain like it tells you to do that? That's so weird to me.
I don't know. But if I'm on the phone with someone and I'm not walking around, like it's very obvious because I'll just be like,
that's just, I don't know. It's so weird to me. Like there has to be something in your body that's different from other people that makes you want to always pace. Like I have no desire to pace
right
ever.
Now. My leg is like bouncing up and down.
Oh
like,
yeah. Mine too. I mean? But I don't feel the need to like walk around.
I wonder if it's a focus thing. Like if it's just,
maybe
hard
I have
to
ADHD.
Yeah, it could be
it's possible.
Yeah. Restless leg syndrome. That's another thing too.
Is that actually a thing?
Restless leg syndrome? Yeah, it is. Just means you're just like always, your legs are restless, I guess. Maybe the scientific term for it.
I feel like I'm getting diagnosed right now.
think another good topic would be, is there something that you're super passionate about that's not obvious? Like, obviously, like, for Dude would be guitar. For me, it would be guitar. For Soup, it would be...
For obvious things,
driving a truck. I don't know. Like, is there something that you're like that you're like passionate about that like nobody really knows that you're passionate about? Like, you just have some kind of like secret thing you just fucking like love doing.
All right, next topic.
My band. No one really knows. Like, Kugo didn't know that I play guitar.
Yeah,
like, I post that. About it a good bit on my Instagram, but most people don't really know about it.
I'm expecting links after this podcast.
For sure.
I want to see the music.
We have a single out.
So it's on Spotify. Slackjaw. What made you want to come up with that name, by the way? Slackjaw.
I thought it was a cool fucking name. Because we didn't want like a band name that was like bleeding from within my anus or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, we're into the old school metal shit, like Slipknot, Slayer. And I was like, Slackjaw. That's pretty fucking cool, because it's like it sounds southern, kind of, but it's like one word, and that's what we go with. So,
I just picture somebody just got like rocked in the jaw and it just got disconnected.
That's what the music does to you, brother.
Rocks your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has anything that they're passionate about that is not obvious, other than Soup.
I like fishing.
Yeah, I like fishing too. I wouldn't really call it fishing. I like
driving trucks and fishing. And that kind of shit.
For me, probably Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I remember coming across your Dungeons and Dragons channel one time. I was like, what the fuck? That's Kugo.
Wait, what?
I'm like, holy shit.
Did you come across it randomly?
Yeah, it was like recommended
that's
to me.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a D&D channel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's awesome.
Is it
I love
D&D. Is that like, do you play like is it like an online game or? Because I know they have like a
it's actually all spoken word.
Oh, is it?
It doesn't always. I mean, you can use like actual maps and, you know, pictures and characters and stuff if you want to. Like, there's plenty of websites that use visual aids to help you do like combat and battles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a really cool program that just came out recently called Talespire that lets you build stuff in a 3D space for people to explore around. But traditionally, the game can be played just like we're talking right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just all in your head.
I always played it like with a board and like dice and like come up with a character.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
It's like super role play.
I played with like a big whiteboard.
Let's all play D&D one day, and Kugo, you can upload it.
Absolutely. Dude, I would love to run a game for you guys. That would be hilarious. I think it would be hilarious, man.
Yeah.
Because people think it has to be this super nerdy, serious roleplay thing, but it doesn't. It's as fun as us just hanging out and talking and making jokes. Except the RP is just kind of like the topic and the theme of which you make the conversation around, right? It's just like committed. You're just committing to a really long bit. That's all it is. It's like a 3-hour long bit that you're committing to.
I feel like
I'm so down to do that one day.
I feel like I would take it so unseriously that it would just become like, I would just be such a nuisance.
No. If that's like the mindset we go into it with, nobody's going to be like pissed off.
I just like burp on the demon and kill him by like 60 HP or something.
That can be your character. That you would can make totally your character whatever you want. Yeah.
I'm just a very gassy dwarf.
Spews acid.
Yeah.
Like the one time I played it, I was a guy with a lute, and I like serenaded enemies and shit. So
serenaded men with their penises out.
Yeah. It was a reflection of my job. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Never miss a gay joke, huh? Soup.
Never
miss one.
It's all Sin Poppy Rick's fault. Like, if we never came out with that compilation, we would not be making the amount of gay jokes that we make.
Yeah, but he only made that compilation because you guys gave him the idea
God
by saying do gay moments.
I think McNasty was the one that was pushing the gay agenda. And
he's
then
been pushing
else.
That gay agenda hard.
He was the start, and then we all just followed because it was funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
virgin agenda, I don't... Yeah, I don't remember how that started. Well, that's probably my fault.
That started because Grizzy made that video where it was like...
Oh, that's right.
Ripping on the Dew or something like that. Yeah.
And that's his most successful video, of course.
Yeah. And then after that, it's just kind of like that. I think that was around the first time you like admitted that you were a virgin. And then everybody was like, oh, shit. Like, they were disappointed.
It's just funny. I don't make fun of you enough for like video titles. I need to start doing that more. Like when I called my video "The Dew Has a Gambling Addiction," like people love that. I need to start doing that more.
You have my express permission. Go for it, man.
That's how it works, right? Like you just rip on whoever is getting made fun of most, and then you just keep ripping until you're the rippy.
That's right.
And then you can title your videos normally.
I feel like I kind of won't. I guess you guys do rip on me kind of bit, kind of a lot. But I feel like I'm kind of just like naturally a shit talker. I get that from my dad real bad. So I feel like I'm always like the one doing the shit talking.
But I feel like we all just do it to like, that's the base of like a lot of our comedy in the first place. It's just
all that sleeping with your dad. It just rubbed off on you.
That was like a sentence, man. Say that.
That was a whole lot of sentence.
Who was that directed at?
Nasty.
Oh, okay. Phew. Didn't want that to come out on the podcast.
Do you guys feel like you're all like that? Like naturally, like trash talkers, or like enjoy ripping people and making fun of people. Yeah.
Once we really got comfortable, like as a group, we should talk each other a lot now.
Like, I mean, like always though, like your whole life.
Oh, no, not really. No, it wasn't until I built my confidence in high school when I started
with certain people.
I'll poke fun at my friends, but other than that, not like the closest random person though.
Yeah. Like if we
like, I have people that watch me, and like one of my fans knows somebody that's kind of close to me, but I don't know this person, and like I got a video on Snapchat that's like, "Dallas, what's up, you fucking bitch?"
Ooh, and I was just like, always so awkward.
And
man.
I was like, how do you like? I don't know you, so you know what I mean. It's just it's so kind of weird when you don't know somebody and they try and like call you a name.
That's happened to me in person a couple times.
Yeah, isn't that just the weirdest
Like at
thing?
An event, like some random person will come up and just like start trash talking me. And it's like, I've never met you in my life. It's just so awkward.
That's hella awkward.
Yep, it is awkward. Very much so.
Yeah, I would probably try to fight them. You don't get like if somebody just came up to you shit talking, you wouldn't want to like try and like fight them?
Well, I mean, you're a fucking YouTuber. You have to like...
Yeah, I guess that's just, true, yeah.
You can't just go around fighting everyone that like criticizes you.
Hey, Boxhead, what the fuck you say?
The Pokemon battle music starts playing.
Then I just lay on him like Snorlax.
McNasty used rest.
That's my only ability.
What's that Pokemon with the gas coming out of him?
Coughing.
Yeah.
And wheezing. But that would be Grizzly.
Is there like a redneck Pokemon?
Have you seen the version of Weezing from the new game that just looks like a bong?
No.
You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm. Wait, from Sword and Shield?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a bong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does. What the fuck?
It's supposed to be like smokestacks, but it's not. It's not what it looks like.
No, it's not.
That's funny.
It's a gentleman.
Okay, I have a really fucking good question, and I feel like this is going to trip you guys up quite a bit. If you could own whatever you wanted in the world, but everyone else in the world had 10 times that amount, what would it be? See, I get you guys. You confused.
Happiness.
Everyone else had 10 times the happiness.
Depression.
I want the least amount of some depression.
See, that's the thing. It's like, you either go the way of, like, wanting something that you want, but everybody else has 10 times the amount, or, like, wanting something to where everybody else would have the more fucked up version.
It's just more miserable than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just if you're positive or negative, that's all the perspective is.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I just feel like that's such a hard question. Like, I mean, if you get money, like, $1 million, everyone else has $10 million, so your $1 million is pretty much just useless. Same thing with,
that's called inflation.
Yeah, I know, but that's saying that's the whole point of, like, the...
I want the whole world to own really nice bass boat.
So you want everyone else to have 10 bass boats when you have... just one.
Yeah.
God, the waters would be so polluted.
Yeah, I know.
There would be a lot of deaths.
People would just leave their bass boats in the lakes and be like, fuck this one, I have nine other ones. I asked this question to somebody else one time and they said a kid. And I was just thinking, I'm like, you're literally making the world go from like 8 billion to 80 billion over the span of one instance.
China wants to know your location. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Are there good answers to this question besides?
I don't know. Like, anytime
I feel like happiness was the best possible answer.
I feel like there's no other answers that it's kind of a catch 22 when you have to give it to other people.
Yeah.
It has to be something good.
I mean, what's 10 times happiness? Just you're happy, but extreme you're on like extreme
happiness.
I don't know. I've tried to think of
happiness measured.
And how much sex you get.
I am depressed.
I'm out, boys.
Happiness is just different for everybody. Some people like
that's what I'm saying. You can't really like measure money.
Yeah. It's not external at all.
Some people
all.
Don't money need anything.
Not happiness.
Having money sucks.
Shut up.
It does, man. Sometimes.
I don't mind it. I'd rather have money than have no fucking money.
All right, you guys.
All right, I'll have little money and you have 10 times the money. Well,
the thing is, you're still talking about the question. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if everybody has 10 times the money, then what you would have would just be nothing.
But maybe you'd be the happiest.
Damn.
Fuck. This is such a deep podcast.
I've been to therapy. Stretching.
You just know the question because you've been to therapy. Yeah, just happiness. Yeah. If you had $1 million, everybody else had $10 million, then like how much would a soda cost? Like $100,000? And then you'd only be able to afford like 10 sodas.
What world is this?
That's not how that works.
Is this like V-Bucks? At any given time can only afford 10 sodas.
Yeah, I would
have all the money I have.
If there was one thing I had that everybody else had 10 times, it would just be V-Bucks. 1 million V-Bucks. Okay.
Because you just don't care.
Well, because I could still afford all the skins, but everybody else would just have a surplus of V-Bucks after they bought all the skins. So it's like, fuck them. Why am I talking about Fortnite right now? I don't even play Fortnite.
Think of all the money that would go to creators, too, because then you'd just be making all the creators rich, too.
All these Fortnite YouTubers really need some more money. They're just hurting.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Apparently you guys don't either.
I feel like I need
think happiness is the best answer.
I feel like I need more time. Time would be one.
Everyone else would have 10 times the amount of time you have.
I just want more time.
Oh, that'd be horrible. If everyone else was living to like 1,000 years old and you only lived to 100.
Fuck.
See, that's the thing is once you think that you know the answer, it's like there's a reason why that's not the answer. That's what's fucked up about that question.
Well, happiness is the best answer because even if like you say, you can't measure happiness, but you'd still make everyone happy. So like, regardless of the scale of what happiness is measured on, they'd still be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be too happy about something?
Maybe like if you fucking killed 20 people and you made a TikTok of it. Like, maybe that there's a problem there.
Yeah, I think so. All right.
That was really fucking funny to me for some reason.
All right. Anyways, let's just move on. Let's just move on. All right. Move on time. Did you have any retarded irrational fears as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I had one.
Like, just fears that just made no sense and would just make
I might
no
have talked about
adult.
This before at some point, but there's like Native American lineage in my family. Mm-hmm. And you know how people say like,
sorry,
tell my chief about that one. But you know how
you're not getting into the casino.
Yeah, there's a reason why I have a gambling addiction. It's in my blood. But no, anyway, I so you know how people say like you have like oh, you've got like Asian blood in you, it runs in you or whatever. When I was a kid, I thought that if I got like cut, that I would lose my Native American blood and I would like bleed out my heritage. So like every time I got like cut or something, I was terrified that I was like losing my ethnicity. Or whatever little bit I had of it.
We've definitely talked about this.
I feel like I have, but yeah.
Saying that.
That was like the biggest irrational fear I think I could think of when I was a kid.
What percentage are you?
Oh, it's like so minimal. Like it was like my great grandfather who's like full on. So it's been like really diluted down the line.
That's how it was for me. My great grandmother was full on something. Some kind of Indian.
My great grandma was white. And her grandma have
you guys done the ancestry thing?
No, but I've always wanted to do one of those, like 23andMe.
Yeah. I've done it.
You have?
And I was pleasantly unsurprised by the amount of the lack of diversity I have. I'm like 99.9% white European and then 0.1% of they don't know.
All right.
So it was very uneventful.
So
I was
like
hoping I was going to discover some kind of deep, you know, deep rooted, buried, you know, past with like my great great aunt or something. But like they just kept it. They just kept it straight so on,
like,
man.
One of your great great grandfathers must have like fucked an ape, and that's just in the family. Don't know what it is.
Unidentifiable DNA.
Well, to be 0.1%, it probably would have happened. Hundreds of years ago.
I know that
I'm scared to do that kind of shit.
I have a little bit of
Mexican fuck apes.
Scared to fucking ape, and I'm scared to send my DNA to like a fucking company. Like I don't want to send my spit and hair to a company. They're gonna clone my ass, dude. Fuck.
Nobody wants to clone you.
Why would you clone you? Yeah. We don't need any more of this guy. You just have one on this earth.
Yeah. I guess also, how cool would that be, though?
You got cloned.
If you found out you had a clone.
Oh, that would be dope. I'd have him go on Omegle and look at dicks instead of me.
Oh, actually, I do want to be cloned.
If you fuck your clone, is it gay or is it masturbation?
Whoa. Yo, let us know down below.
If your clone gives you a hand job, dude, is that gay?
Yeah, I mean, it's technically your hand, so.
Whoa.
I think if you fuck his butt, though, then it's kind of gay. Because you wouldn't fuck your own butt.
What is wrong with fucking your sister then? I mean, she's basically your clone.
All right.
All right. If intensifies.
If I had sex with my clone, would I still be a virgin?
That's
very deep.
If you fuck a guy, are you still a virgin?
That's
all gays virgins?
I think just sex is sex, man.
Yeah.
I think we're there. I don't think we have to wonder about
I think
that.
You put your dick inside somebody. That's,
yeah.
Unless it's like
you put your dick inside of a dog.
Are you still a virgin?
Then you're going to prison.
Like if you fuck a cow, does that make you like not a virgin because you fucked like a cow pussy?
Humans. It has to be a human, guys.
Where's the rule book? There's no rule book.
Don't keep listing animals.
There should be a rule book.
I'm gonna go fuck a slug. There needs to be guidelines. I'm going to fuck a slug.
I don't know, man. They need to put this shit like in the Constitution or something. It's too confusing.
The Ten Commandments of not being a virgin.
Yeah. Thou shalt not fuck a cow. Or
just
a guy.
Name every animal by name.
Just 10 different animals.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's cow.
That's like a southern Ten Commandment.
Alright,
covet thy neighbor's farm.
I think a good topic to end on is something that I have been paying a lot of attention to lately. What is your guys' feeling? No. What is your guys' feeling on like the just absolute shittiness of games right now? Just the pure fucking stupidity that games are being released as. Ubisoft came out with that new game Hyperscape or Escape or something.
Hyperscape.
Yep.
I
was watching that, man. That was just like Just like, why the fuck did they release
that? They wanted me to post that, like, sponsored.
I know. Ben hit me up for that, too. And they were like, you play this game. You play this game.
I was so excited, too, because Ubisoft has never wanted to work with me. Mm-hmm. And then I get that, and, like, I see what it is. Like, I had to sign an NDA, and, like, I got to watch the trailer early. And I was just like, are you kidding me? This is fucking dog
shit. Like, your NDAs are up, right? You could talk about this, right?
The game's already out.
No, I mean, the game's out.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right, cool. I was about to be like,
But yeah, I noticed a lot of like people streamed it the first day and then they just stopped playing it. Mm. Like I think Tfue played it and had like a bunch of viewers, and then like a day later he played Warzone again. But it's just like, I don't know, like the games, I'm just so tired of like games like that coming out where it's like very cartoony and like futuristic and like guns in the game and shit don't even exist in real life. I just get so like bored of those. I haven't been interested in shit like that since like Halo. And even then, I wasn't really into Halo that much.
Well, see, I don't care about graphics. Like, the graphics are the last thing.
Yeah, graphics aren't super. About. I mean, people love Minecraft. Minecraft's graphics are fucking
terrible. It's just like, is the game fun or not? Like, these companies want to push out these games, like, as fast as possible and make the money, mm-hmm. but they don't put the time and effort and, like, the fucking, as corny as it is, the love into a game to make it fun.
Yeah.
I think it's the innovation, too. I just don't think companies are interested in innovation as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a fucking VR game now.
Yep.
They just want to get paid. That's all it is. They want their money, and they want it
now.
The
sad thing, too, is the developers usually aren't even the ones that are at fault, either, because the hierarchy, that chain of command comes down from people who put money into the company, and sometimes it's like, well, you're going to make this thing we want you to make, or you're not going to have a job. So yeah. it's brutal, especially the big AAA companies.
And they make the worst games most
of the time. Yeah, I miss that old, like back when Call of Duty was like new, stuff like that. Games would come out and you could just tell they were just, like the creators of the games just loved making that game. Mm-hmm. And it just reflects in the gameplay. And now it's just like everything's a cash grab.
What's the last game you remember like that? Like recently that you felt like, man, this is wonderful.
Probably Fortnite when it first came out.
Yeah, I liked Fortnite when it was new.
Because I remember doing a sponsored video for them, and I was like, this is actually one of the most fun battle royales I've ever played.
Yeah, it was and hella innovative.
Like, yeah, it was so totally much fun. Different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of felt that way towards Call of Duty, the newer one. Like when it first came out, it really reminded me of like the older Call of Duties. There was no like jetpacks and weird shit. Yeah.
This new COD's definitely the best in a long time.
Yeah. And the fucking story, did you guys play the story mode?
No.
The campaign? Oh my God.
Not yet.
That is probably like my favorite campaign in all of Call of Duty.
It was really good.
It was so good. Because there's so many.
I guess I'm getting it then.
there's so many missions where it's not just like, oh, kill these dudes to get to this point. You know, there's actually like a good story to it.
For sure, it's really really good, and it like ties in all the shit from the other Modern Warfare's.
I remember when Black Ops 3 came out. I think the Black Ops 3 campaign had nothing to do with the other Black Ops. It was like all new characters, completely different set. I was just like, man, this is lame. Because I grew up playing the Black Ops campaigns. Like, I wanted that to be like, you know, I wanted there to be fucking all the people from the older Black Ops. Yeah. It was, Call of Duty was a lot of fun. And then Warzone came out, and I didn't like Warzone at first. Like, when I first heard about it, I kind of felt like they were going to do, like, another BR cash grab game. Did you guys ever play Breakout on Black Ops 4?
Yeah,
nope.
I played that.
The BR,
the same thing, kind of.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
I liked it at first, and then I started to not like it.
Yeah, it really felt like, to me, it felt like Call of Duty was trying to copy Fortnite, sans the fucking building shit. But everything was just like super super fast paced, and yeah, I don't know. But Warzone really reminds me of like old PUBG, kind of. A little bit more fast-paced than PUBG, but it, you know, still gives me those like open world fun vibes. I miss PUBG.
I've been playing a little bit of PUBG recently, which I think probably says something about the state of the games that have been coming out.
Yeah. I'd be down to play that again.
It's part of it's nostalgia, part of it's just like I liked the it was probably the best BR game, like, with the first wave that came out. Probably just PUBG and Fortnite, you know, are probably the two best BRs.
What's crazy about PUBG is people still played the crap out of it, even with all of the
hackers,
like, technical hook, like, hiccups and performance issues. People still loved it, even though you just kind of took it with a grain of salt. People still played it.
Yeah, like, you're on a bike, you hit one rock, and you just flung off and explode or whatever. Yeah, I still
I feel like that's what makes games fun, though. Because, like, you don't want a game that's too polished. Like, if it's too working, then it's like, I don't know. I like my games with a little bit of fuck up in them sometimes.
So yeah, I used to remember, like running into somebody in a car, and, like, instead of you guys blowing up, your cars would just, like, become, like, this mutant car stuck together.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that is just funny. That just makes fun. But yeah, I miss PUBG because it was just like, it was more of kind of like a stealthier BR rather than just kind of like sprint in full force trying to get kills, you know?
Like Warzone. Well, there's two types of players in Warzone. There's the ones that sit on rooftops, and then there's the ones that just shoot you, like, barrel stuff you.
I miss Rust.
Yeah.
Do you still play Rust?
No, I do miss it, though. I had some great times in Rust, man. But I think it also lended a little bit more towards how much I enjoy role-playing. So I'd go find, like, the the really weird medieval RP Rust servers where you'd go in and you'd meet people, then they would do full-on voices and have characters and personalities. And I would just record them and, like, interact with them. I'd mostly troll them and egg them on to, like, say and do weird stuff for my amusement. But I ended up making some pretty good friends in that era.
For sure. Dude, Rust, back in the day, like, around, like, 2016, to me, that was, like, the pinnacle of Rust shit for me. Because it just kind of got more, like, clan-based and stuff like that, and large groups running around and just, like, destroying, like, new spawns and stuff like that. So that's where it kind of just stopped having
it. It was like a living game, because at some points there'd be like clan drama and people would start wars and
on every server too. It wasn't just one, it was every server. There was some shit going on. So good back then. I missed that kind of shit, and it was like so much easier to talk to people too, because people just like wouldn't really necessarily kill you immediately. They would like hear you out for a little while or something, or you know. Like, that was what made Rust, like, super fun to me, was that interaction with other players.
I remember when I very first played Rust, I was just excited that I could see boobs in video game form. That was so exciting for me. It's like, you know, that's like, there's, like, no games that are, like, just like, here you go, here's boobs and wiener. Am I weird for that?
Very cool, McNasty. Thanks for wienering. We know why you don't like modern games now. I don't know, boobs and wiener. Well, I always ask, like, Twitch chat when we stream, like, what games are you guys playing right now? And everyone's just like, Rainbow Warzone. Six, Warzone. I mean, it's always the
games
same
that we
shit.
Already play and upload.
Yeah, it's like, is nobody playing anything unique? Like, is there...
But
you see, like, other YouTubers, I mean, everybody's doing the same thing that they've pretty much always done, so. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a... We see success in what we do, so it's, like... You know, it's pretty natural as a human to want to continue to do what you see as successful.
Yeah, but, I mean, even, like, YouTubers that can go out and... I mean, we're at that point where you can play pretty much whatever you'd like and people will watch it. It's just, like, nobody's really doing it. There's not really anything standing out to do.
Yeah, because it seems like every game, like, the only thing people are interested in game wise is like massive releases from AAA companies. Like, you're not gonna see an influx of viewers for Bad Guys at School. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could make that happen.
I don't know. Wildcat's video did pretty good, and my video did really well.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, like, games like that, even though they're fun, it's kind of like a one-time thing. You play the game, you do as much as you can, and try and, like, do everything in the game, and then what do you do after that? They're not going to release Bad Guys at School BR.
I feel like that game could add, like, new features to make it good, though. Yeah. Like, it had funny potential, mm-hmm. and I feel like they could take it to another level if they had some good updates and made it more, I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But yeah, I think that game has potential if they do it right.
Another thing that sucks, too, as the climate of gaming evolves, is that there's so many choices and options, and we've already played so many games of all different types and graphically nice retro, everything, every genre, that I also feel like we're getting kind of desensitized, mm-hmm. right? Like, our bar for everything has changed because of where we're at in the landscape of video games. It's brutal.
That's the thing, too, is like, it's very rare when a new genre of game comes out. Like, whenever mm-hmm. a new genre comes out, there's like one or two games in that category that dominate. And then people just like don't want to play the games that don't dominate in that genre. So you're just kind of stuck with like Fortnite for 5, 6, 7 years. And yeah, I mean, there's not enough like genres that come out. Like open world games, Minecraft. It used to be like Rust was one of the bigger ones. There's not enough like dominating genres that are coming out.
Do you think there are more genres to be created?
I don't know. I mean, if there were, we would think about it and we would pitch it to a company. Like, it's you have to like, it's hard to just think of an entire, it's like thinking of a new genre of music. You know, mm-hmm. shit doesn't come around every day. It's, you know, it takes a long time for somebody mm-hmm. to find something and be like, oh shit, you know, I'm going to make.
Well, it's more of like a gradual thing too. Cause like every like generation will bring something new to the table, and then like people will draw inspiration from that new feature or that new thing. You know what I mean? And then like, then that's when like a new genre comes, when you have like 100 new things that are brought to the table, and then somebody does it all right in one game or something, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good topic to end the podcast on. It's been a very, very sad one today. Reminiscing a lot.
What a roller coaster.
Yeah. This has been a weird one.
Yeah, it has. And it's good though. Seems like all of our podcasts are sometimes way too upbeat and cheery. We need to have a serious talk with our fans sometime. You know what I mean? We need to bring them down with us.
Slam the gavel down on the fans.
we had a lot of intense questions today.
Yeah. Well, the other day I was just literally laying in bed just thinking about shit to put in the group chat. And I was like laying in bed depressed and not realizing it. So I just started asking a bunch of depressing shit.
you just brought us into your head.
Why would you
want to
die? How do you want to die? That's what I want to know. All right. Well, yeah, that's good to end the podcast on. Thank you for coming on, Kugo. I appreciate you coming so spur of the moment.
You're the greatest.
Anytime.
Appreciate it, Kugo.
Yeah. Don't forget
to play Siege with us again.
Yeah, we cannot wait to play Siege.
Follow me on Twitter.
I just hit you on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Is that good enough?
that works too.
I know, Kugo, you're not very much of a social media kind of guy, huh?
I'm trying to get back into it a little bit, but no, not really.
I'm the same way.
I'm not like the type of guy that's like, oh, I got to put out a new joke on Twitter today.
Oh, no, me, yeah, 100%. Use it for like announcements
and whatever. But I'm trying to, I think, not to like bring up a new subject at the end of the podcast, but I think I'm transitioning more into figuring out how to be more like myself in public, if that makes sense. Instead of just like not posting anything because it doesn't matter. You know, it's just more of like, I'm going to post this because I think it's funny, or I'm going to post this because I care about this, or I'm going to blah, 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 blah. Like, it's kind of like a new concept for me to grasp. So
I just like to make my fans just like look at me and like, God, this guy's so stupid.
You do that very
like
well.
My last tweet was uno, dos, tres, cuatro, beep, 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 beep. It's like my whole last tweet.
Right, and I couldn't, like, we talked about that like 8 hours before, and you were still thinking about that freaking song later.
Yeah, I don't know, that song's super catchy. Yeah, anyways, it was a fun podcast. Thank you. Go check out Kugo's podcast.
Kugo the Mighty on everything.
Kugo the Mighty. Kugo the Mighty. Kugo the Mighty. Kugo the Mighty. Kugo the Mighty.
Kugo the Mighty.